Shyamalan films with his friends. We are continuing our previous year's the third shiur. We saw in the previous year was the reason there's a special Azhar in the Minyan HaMitzvahs for Hakon Klalas Aviv V'Imo, striking or cursing them, is because, as we explained at length in the second shiur, the Torah says about Klala, Ish Ish, and it's talking about a specific mitzias, as we explain, of a person who has parents. There's a special machayev that this person who has parents is going to be chayev misa for cursing his parents. But it's talking to a specific population. So having parents is not just, if one has parents, one is in Padre because he's no hechetimsi. The whole Isser is directed at a son with parents. And therefore, it's not a general Isser. Sometimes you have a general Isser and you just lack a hechetimsi to fulfill this Isser. But it applies in general. This is not a general Isser. This is directed only at those. This is directed only to a father to a son, as opposed to being a general Isser. So, Memela, that's by the way why we explain why it has to say Ish, and therefore you have another Ish in order to include women. Even though if it wouldn't have said either of them, then we would have known it includes women on our own. But it had to say the first Ish, because it's telling us it applies to this specific population of people with parents. And Memela, since it's not a general Isser, but a specific one, so meaning son to a parent, Memela, it's a different mitzias. The mitzias of one cursing one's parents, even the mitzias of one cursing general. Again, the azhara comes from what pasuk? The azhara comes from the pasuk of the general pasuk, not to curse another Jew. Los kal cheresh, nasibam chalesar. So that's the general Isser, that's the lav, that's the azhara. Inon shenelin ken masirin. So we use that in order to allow for the punishment. There'd be no punishment, there's no lav. So we had to find some sort of lav, both by Hakon Klala, by Hakon Tzla Yosef. So that's referring to Jews in general. But the Onesh refers specifically to whom? It refers specifically to the Chi of Misa, to a son. And the Onesh redefines the lav. In other words, the lav is not just a general lav, but it's a specific lav of parents to a children. So it's not children to parents. So since it's not subsumed under the general lav of cursing or striking another Jew, Memela, it's its own Isser. It's its own Isser because it's not directed to the general population. It's a different mitzias. A son cursing a parent is a different mitzias than a regular person, a Jew cursing another Jew. And the reason we need that for the lav, we need the pasuk of one Jew cursing another, is because Einon Shem L'Kenim was here, so we found one. But once we have the Onesh Misa, that tells us that it's a different mitzias. And we said it's muchach from it's a different mitzias because it has an onish misa. It doesn't have to necessarily be. But that's the way the Rambam holds, because the Rambam codifies it as a separate lav. Hakon Kolar, a separate lav. And that's because there's a separate, as the Rambam himself says, there's a separate onish. And that's because it's a different mitzias of an avera. And that we see in the pasuk that says, ish, ish, doesn't have to say anything. Just say in general, don't curse your parents. We know what it's talking about. The answer is, no, it's talking about this specific mitzias of the son cursing a parent. And the mela, that mitzias of a son cursing a parent, is a different mitzias of Isser than stam, one person cursing another. And mela, it has to say ish, because that tells us it's talking specifically a person to his parents, a man to his parents, as opposed to just one Jew to another. And therefore, it's a different category of Isser. And that's why it has to say another ish. The rabbis is a bas. If it wouldn't have said either, you would have already known the bas, but then you wouldn't have known it's a separate category. That's the ish to categorize it differently, that it's different mitzias of Isser, and the mele that says another ish to include girls as well. So that is the tamsis where we saw in the previous year. And now we're continuing. According to this, we can answer the kash of the Rishonim. Rishonim ask, why do you need a pasuk, the rabbis isha, the makala laviv, that a woman's not allowed to curse her parents? We have a klal. We have an equation of isha le isha le kol onshin shevet Torah. So here also the girl's going to be chayev es misa because she's equated to a man. Man's chayev misa from a kal, woman's also chayev misa from a kal. So the answer is then maybe the Hekesh, you would think the Hekesh is only klapi the Oinshin that come because of Shem Yisrael. But this Onish doesn't come mitzad Shem Yisrael. This Onish comes mitzad Shem Ben La'aviv. Not only that, the makor of the equation to a woman to a man for all Onshin Shebetorah is Isha o Isha Kiyasim Kol Chatis Adam. So in all these cases we see it's talking there about Gezel, talking about Gezel. But the point is that Gezel and Ishbel Sheker. But the point is that it says that we equate them Mikol Chatzis Adam. In other words, all the sins that are done because one is a Jewish person. In other words, if it's a general list for all Jews. So then we equate man to woman. This isn't a general issur for all Jews, only a specific mitzias of child to parent. And a child not having a parent or one not being one's parent is not just a lack of a hechatimsi. It's the etzem, it's a different mitzias. It doesn't exist. Right? Sometimes you have an issur that there's no hechatimsi to do the issur in this specific case. But here, the lack of parent is not a hechetimsi not through the Isser. There's no Isser at all. It's only directed at this specific reality of son to parent. Otherwise, there is no Isser. And that's different than cursing a regular Jew. Cursing a regular Jew is a different reality. Cursing a parent is its own category. It's its own mitzias. Son cursing a parent. That's categorized differently than just cursing a regular Jew. That's why the Torah says, Ish, this mitzias of one son being the son of a parent. If he curses him, that's unique to all other, right? It's talking specifically to this person who has a mitzias of parents, as opposed to the general issur of cursing another Jew. So you would think that the equation of man to woman, of woman to man, for all in Shebet Torah, is only when we're relating to Jews in general. But here, maybe we're not equating, because who says that a daughter is equated to a son? So that's why we need a special pasuk to tell us, no, here a daughter is equated to son. You're right, it's talking specifically to sons, but ish, the Rabbah Sabas, is also including daughters. So again, you see from here that it's different mitzias of Aveira. And this is Mucha B'dasa Rambam, because in Halacha, the Rambam writes a Chiddush about Makalel, about Maka Ofi V'imo, that we equate, we include an Isha, a Tumtum, and Androgynous. They're all included in the Yisr. Now the question is, according to the Rishonim, the whole Havamina, the path to women is because it says Ish. It says in the Pasuk Ish, and then the Pasuk says, don't worry about it. Ish, O Isha. So Kamash Malan, that Isha is included as well. But the Havamin, according to the Shon, the whole Havamin to be Machayev only men is because it says in the Pasuk Ish. And that excludes Isha. So Kamash Malan, the Pasuk, so Ish also we equate the two. Problem is, by Makkah, it doesn't say Ish. It says Makkah of Vimo Asuma, it doesn't say Ish. So why would you exclude women? Why would you exclude women? So Rishonim said, ask, where in the Pasuk of Isha? The Rabbis Isha Makal Aviv. Aye, it says Ish. Don't worry about it. Huksha Isha Li Ish Lakolon Jin Shebet Torah. So the two are equated. So what do we answer? The answer is that, yeah, we equate Isha to Ish. But who says we equate Isha to a son, a ben to a bas to a ben? That's a different mitzvah. So you need a pasuk to equate a bas to a ben. And this is Muchrach B'das HaRambam, who writes in Halacha is a chiddush that we're mechayev v'maka avivimo gam Isha. Tumtum and androgynous, but the question is, according to the Rishonim, the whole Havamina to pater women is because it says Ish. And by Makkah Avivivo, it doesn't say Ish. So what's the Chiddush in the Rambam that there were Machayev women? Makkah Avivivo, your Machayev daughters. Vada your Machayev daughters. It doesn't say Ish. What's the Havamina to pater? So it must be because we equate Hakon Klala. Sanhedrin 85b, Avamis 100 Makuf Aleph Amin Aleph. So in these sources, you see that we have an equation of akah to klala, of striking to cursing. And the havamina is, if women are patur by makalel, and they're also patur by makah, the only problem is is that the Rambam already tells us by Makala women are chayiv. So it's pashut that women are also chayiv by Makkah. So what do we need this special kamash malan to be machayiv women for? Women are chayiv by Makala, they're also chayiv by Makkah. Now that the case of Mishnah writes on Lachad, the Rambam learns to be machayiv women because he paskins that we equate akon klala adarab. If we don't equate akon klala, then it's pashut that they're chayiv. You don't need the equation b'chla. Why don't you need the equation? Because by haka it doesn't say ish. So even without equating the two, you're going to be mechayev a woman. Because it doesn't say ish. So how does it say? How do we see from the case of Mishnah that the chiyuv is only because we equate hakon klala, and that's why women are chayev. So it must be like we said that the chiluk is not mitzad loshen zachar or ish, that it says a loshen of males, but rather it's talking about the sugas hara. It's this category. There's no equation in this category of child to parent that we equate woman to man. And therefore, we would say the same thing by Makkah if not for the equation of Akkad to Klal. In other words, we would say that by Makkah, by Makkah, women are pturos. Why are women pturos? Because it's a different category. It's not because of the lashon ish, but it's child to parent. It's son to parent, and she's not a son. And this type of azhara, we don't have a hishvakas of isha lishisha. Hishvakas of isha lishisha is general isurim. Whatever it says about a man, the onus is going to apply to women also. But this is a different category of iser. This is child to parent. Here we don't have the equation of ishalish. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah says that the only way to get it is because we have equation of hakah to klala. We equate hakah to klala. And just by hakah, it applies to daughters as well. Because it says ishish. And the second ish is the rabbis bito. So to by hakah. That's why the Rambam had to tell us in Halacha, hey, that a daughter is chayiv on Hakka as well. Because there's this hekesh between Hakka and Klala, like the Kesef Mishnah says, otherwise they'd be pater on the Hakka. But you can't say that Hakka alone, they're chayiv because it doesn't say the word ish, because no, they'd be pater. Because it's a different category of iser. We only equate them in general iser, but not in this specific child to parent iser. So Kamash Milan, the hekesh between Hakka and Klala, just like by Klala, the girls are chayiv, daughters are chayiv, so too by Hakka. So this concludes our third offering. And Bezer Hashem, Rabbi, say we have much, much more to talk about, so please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.